I'm DJ Miss Ashley, back at last in the KEXP live room, and I'm so excited to welcome back to KEXP for the first time in 8 years, the Black Angels.
She's moving you.
You're listening to the Black Angels live on KEXP. Black Angels live on KEXP. Little instrument change here. Thank you. The Black Angels live on KEXP. Thank you so much for that incredible set.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. We had to bail on you last time for some really good reason, I promise.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're here now. That's what matters. KEXP and the Angels have been mutually supportive of each other since the band's inception, really. But the first time you performed live for us was back in 2006, I believe. And so it's really special to finally welcome you here to our home at Seattle Center.
Thank you so much for having us. We know that this is the most important radio station in the country, so we're honored to be here. Maybe the world.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We think so. I was really excited to see your set list today because there's three new songs coming out next year, it looks like.
Yeah. We played three new songs. It's been a while since we put a record out, so instead of releasing just one we decided to make a one big record. So I think a lot of people are doing that. They're like, you know, we have all this time to make music. We wanted to just over-deliver, over-promise, under-deliver. So.
Can you say when that will be released?
It's going to be after April. Okay. Because of all the shipping plant or manufacturing plants are packed, are backed up. So it's been done for a long time.
Okay.
So yeah, we're just waiting for the vinyl to be pressed, and then we're gonna let it go.
Yeah, the last studio album you released was 2017's The Death Song. How would you say your sound and writing has evolved since then?
Well, we have a new member here, Ramiro.
And
anytime you have a new ingredient added to the mix, it different things happen. The pandemic happened, life happened. I mean, there's so many things that went into making this record. I'd like to think that we're still making music that we want to listen to. So on that tip, nothing's changed for us.
Cool. Alex, I was drawn to the way you spoke in an interview about Luca, the solo album, which came out last year, and your child. As a parent myself, I'm always interested in hearing how musicians balance their work and home life. And so I'm especially interested, since you're such a seasoned touring musician, to know, I mean, I assume you have a supportive partner to begin with.
Absolutely, for sure.
But, you know, how are you discovering new challenges on the road now that you're a parent?
Yeah, well, I can't think of any other situation where I would have been able to spend this much time with Luca. I'd just been at home and the family and these guys. We were able to spend a lot of time together. And yes, Michelle is the reason that it's holding this whole thing together on my end, my wife. I don't know. It's been great to be able to spend so much time with him. And yeah, if the pandemic never happened, we'd be touring a bunch, and I wouldn't have this opportunity to watch him grow up. So it's been great.
Yeah,
I've actually been pretty impressed. He's a very prolific guy, and almost more so after Luca, from my perspective, anyway. Awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man. I do think that you know, whenever something like that big change happens in your life, there's, you know, different parts of your brain are opened up, and it really pushed me to just keep writing and be as prolific as these other guys in the band. So I'm just playing catch up. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah. Nothing like kids to, you know, kind of inform your writing, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely.
I can only imagine. Seattle has our Psych Music Festival Freak Out coming up this weekend. And I understand, much like Levitation, it started out with a couple friends some 8 years ago. What was your involvement with Levitation this year?
Well, we have a really big team of people who help us now. There was a time where we would, you know, be taking tickets and cleaning toilets and doing everything, cooking the food or whatever. This year, I mean, we have so many people helping us with the festival that we're able to enjoy the festival and watch our favorite bands come to town. So yeah, it's gotten a lot easier with the platform now. It's like a South by Southwest thing. We take over different venues. Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah, it's cool to be able to do that, step back and let people who actually know what they're doing do their jobs.
Were there any standout performances or new band discoveries to note?
Oh, there's so many. Well, I mean,
we always enjoy A Place to Bury Strangers.
Yeah. A Place to Bury Strangers. I mean, it feels like they always steal the show. We had to play after them. So that's that. What were some of y'all's favorite bands?
Kikugaku was great. Kikugaku Moyu. Kikugaku. Boy Harsher.
Yeah,
amazing.
Boy Harsher. Mm-hmm. Yeah, every band was a standout band.
Hoover 3, I was impressed with Hoover 3. Yeah, The Sword.
Yeah, The Sword.
The Sword's amazing. Yeah. I'm not sure if they've done something here, but yeah.
Yeah, we love all those bands. So that's perfect.
And L.A. Witch,
not to mention.
Yes, that's right. I didn't get to check them during Levitation, but definitely on tour. I've been enjoying them. They're amazing.
That's great. Yeah, you're touring the West Coast pretty heavily right now. Until next year when you pick up on the East Coast, the Black Angels are performing with LA Witch tonight at the Showbox Market here in Seattle, then Vancouver and Portland the next 2 days. You can follow the band at theblackangels.com. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you for having us.
We hope you have a great show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is 90.3 FM KEXP Seattle.
Okay.